Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
ESPN, Rob, dude, it's the week of Thanksgiving, a day to come together. In light of that, let's just move off the Dabo topic and on to recipes that include Duke's mayo, something we can all agree on. So, Diesel.
No, I told you not to read that text message because now we're going to spend the next hour talking about mayonnaise.
I need you all to send me your best Duke's mayo. during the break, sit back on the couch. I got Bar Rescue on, and I click on the sound during the break, and I sit back, and I got the headphones on one ear so I can listen to the Bar Rescue, and I'm relaxing and unwinding and getting ready for this hour so we can break down some football. And then out of here, out of my left ear and out of nowhere, I hear Diesel go, "No! Don't read this text! Don't read this text!" And I'm like, "What text?" Oh, yeah. Have to read that text. Third and final hour of the Rob Brown Show's on your radio now. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Diesel with you here on a beautiful Upstate Monday afternoon. I wish it was Tuesday already. Tuesday afternoon. Want to let you know a couple of things. Number one, first and foremost, coming up on Wednesday, you will be getting an extra hour. You will be getting an extra hour of the Rob Brown Show. We will be taking that all the way till 3:30. Wednesday night is the first Furman basketball game that you will hear live right here on ESPN Upstate. Of course, Mark Ryan will be joining our buddy Dan Scott on the color call. So Dan will be calling play-by-play. Mark Ryan will be calling color commentary for you on that Furman basketball game coming up on Wednesday in place of Offsides with Mark Ryan. So we will be taking you on the Rob Brown Show all the way till 3:30. Then we'll head over to Dan and Mark Ryan for Furman basketball on Wednesday. We will be off on Thursday and Friday to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays. So we will not have shows for you coming up on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday, we will take you on the Rob Brown Show till 3:30, and then Mark Ryan will be on the color commentary for the Furman basketball game alongside our buddy Dan Scott for the Furman basketball game. It is their tip-off game, and as we have mentioned to you, we are your home for Furman Paladin play-by-play this year. So look forward to that call. Look forward to game numero uno for the Furman basketball team with Dan and Mark on the call. Interested to see how that's going to play out. And we will talk about that later on in the week. Start breaking down some Furman basketball for you with our buddy Dan Scott and Mark Ryan on color. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text us at 71307, 71307 is the text line. If you want to shoot us a text, you're welcome to. You can tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, if you want to come at us in that direction. And at ESPN Upstate will get you to everybody on the station's Twitter account. So be a part of the program. A lot of stuff that we need to get to. I want to start with this for you, though. There was a phenomenal story that played out yesterday in the National Football League, and I have to tell you, I loved it. I loved it. Yesterday, when the NFL games kicked off at 1 o'clock, there was a young man that got his opportunity to start at quarterback. And I got to tell you, I think it might go down as potentially one of the best underdog stories in recent NFL history. Hear me out on this. This kid was playing college football and putting up video game numbers while he was doing it. And unfortunately, at a point in time where he was putting up video game numbers, including one year where he was being considered a Heisman hopeful, 3 consecutive years, he suffers season-ending injuries, including that year he was a Heisman hopeful. So during his college career and leading up to the NFL draft, the draft that he was hopeful to be picked, this dude is having surgery after surgery to pull himself together. Wires and screws being inserted into knees and arms to get himself ready to go to the league. Well, draft day rolls around. This kid has had an injury-plagued college career, and on draft day, not a team in the league decides to invest a pick in him. So he goes undrafted, but he doesn't give up. So he goes undrafted, and he's picked up by an NFL team. And after a couple of days in practices, that team decides, no, we don't see it in him. We don't see it in him at all. Not the guy we want to go with. So a couple of days later, another team decides, you know what? This kid's on waivers. Maybe there's a chance he could be something. So he gets picked up off of waivers, and he makes his way to this franchise, a franchise which has already an established quarterback. And he knows that he is not going to be maintained on an NFL roster just to be a second-string quarterback. So what does this cat do? Swallows his pride. Swallows his ego. Plays special teams. Plays tight end. Plays wide receiver. Plays running back. Plays fullback. Plays personal punt protection. Plays gunner on kickoff. Whatever it takes to be on the field and help his team win. Whatever it takes to stay in the league and wait for his chance. He just wants one chance. And he did that for 3 years. This kid put his body on the line playing the roughest positions on football. Tight end, fullback, gunner, punt protector, whatever it takes for 3 years. Until one day, that franchise quarterback that he was playing behind finally has to step out of the way because of an injury. Now, all week long of that injury, this cat has been listed as the number 3 QB. And the national media has been saying, you'd be crazy to start this guy. You've got an established backup quarterback, a quarterback that's already been the starting quarterback on another NFL team. You will be crazy if you play this kid in front of him. But the head coach names this kid the starting quarterback anyway. The national media goes off. He's too old. He can't throw. They laugh at the decision of the head coach to start this 30-year-old who's just been waiting for his chance. But the team believed in him. The head coach believed in him. The fans believe in him. That starting established quarterback of this franchise has been working day in and day out and molding this kid for his opportunity. And what happened to that kid? No big deal. Taysom Hill just took over the reins for Drew Brees, went out there and smoked the Atlanta Falcons. Smoked the Atlanta Falcons. Their rivals, at a point in time where they were talking junk all week, where they were saying, no way is a third string backup quarterback going to be able to get it done. Taysom Hill went out there, passed for 233, completed 70%+ of his efforts, and ran for 51, including a pair of touchdowns. This kid, who had his college career derailed not once, not twice, but three separate times by season-ending injuries. This kid, who at BYU was at one point a Heisman contender until he lost that to another leg injury. This cat, who has had multiple injuries, shows up, doesn't get drafted, gets picked up and dumped by the Packers because he wasn't their guy. Sean Payton brings him in and says, look, kid, I want you to be here and I want you to work towards being the guy, but in the process, I need you to play running back. I need you to play tight end. I need you to play wide receiver. I need you to play wildcat. I need you to play fullback. I need you to be a personal punt protector. I need you to be a gunner on kickoffs. I need you to take on the six or seven most difficult and most physical positions on the field. And one day you'll get a shot. And finally his shot shows up this weekend. And Taysom Hill went out there for the New Orleans Saints and pulled it together. I'm not telling you this story because I'm a Saints fan and I want to brag about them beating Atlanta, although I absolutely do want to do that. You're welcome for another LATLC in 2 weeks. I'm not telling you that because I want to brag about the dub, even though I do. I'm telling you that story because every year I get people who hit me with, I like college better than the NFL because it has more passion, more pride. I want you to look at Taysom Hill. I want you to look at what Taysom Hill's gone through. This cat that came out of BYU with multiple season-ending injuries, who got told by team after team after team, you're not good enough. All 32 teams in the league passed on him. The Packers kicked him off the roster. And what did he do? He showed up to New Orleans. Sean Payton said to him, hey man, you get a shot, but you're going to have to go through and you're going to have to dig to get that opportunity. And he dug, and he dug, and he kept digging. For 3 years, he kept going. Other backup quarterbacks came in and got time ahead of him, and he kept digging, and he kept digging, and he kept digging. And this weekend, Sean Payton says, it's time, dude. It's time. So Taysom Hill takes to the field. With the entire country outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, telling him he's not the guy, he can't throw, he can't run an offense, he's not going to be the guy that gets it done. Go with Jameis Winston. Jameis is down there. He's already been a starter. Make him the guy. And Taysom put it all in his rearview mirror, and he went out there, and he played quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, and he threw for 70%, and he threw for 233 yards, and he got Michael Thomas to his first 100-yard receiving game of the season, and he ran in two touchdowns on top of that to seal that game away. You don't think there's passion? You don't think there's pride? You don't think there's resilience in the league? I want you to turn in this week when Taysom Hill gets his second start against the Denver Broncos and tell me that's not the case. Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. No,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Definitely messing around. We are definitely messing around. Diesel told me during the break that his head is dented. That was that. If you ever wonder what we talk about when we're off the air, Diesel said to me that he was running his hands through his hair during the break because he just...
Like the male model that I am.
He just loves himself that much. And in doing so, discovered, apparently, that there's a dent in his head.
I try to use that as my excuse for why I'm, like, forgetful or, you know, quick to anger. It never works, but I try.
Baby, I'm sorry that I forgot to cut the grass. It must be from that dent in my head. You know how that
I don't
goes.
Know if I ought to go shooting down no hill with nothing between my brain and a piece of brain and ground and a piece of government plastic.
There's so Diesel tells me this long story about finding a dent in his head, and my response is, I don't know how to respond to that, like, at all. I don't know how to respond to that in the least. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. 71307 is the text line. If you want to text into the show, you are welcome to do it. To the texter who texted in and said that we should stop talking about the Dabo topic and start talking about recipes that includes Duke's Mayo because that brings us all together. That's Wednesday's topic. So go ahead and get your Duke's Mayo recipes ready for me. That is going to be Wednesday's topic. So we had, obviously, South Carolina. We haven't talked South Carolina ball yet. They fall to Missouri 17-10 in Columbia this weekend. Luke Doty came in 14 of 23, a buck 30 and a pick. Colin Hill 6 of 10 and 39 before he was benched in that game. On the ground, Kevin Harris, 16 carries, 58 yards, 3.6 yards a carry. Doty, 11 carries, 59 yards for 5.4 yards per carry, including a 17-yarder toss in there as well. Deshaun Fenwick, 5 carries for just 7 yards. And Colin Hill ended up rushing 4 times, including sacks, obviously, for minus 10 yards. No receiver for South Carolina over 67 yards. Nick Moose, 6 for 67 grabs. Jalen Brooks, 3 for 25. Josh Van, 2 for 22. Trey Atkins, 2 for 20. And look, I mean, here's the thing. It's like I told you guys. At this point for the rest of the year, you don't have to like it if you are the Gamecocks, but your games are scrimmages now, right? You've just entered that territory where the rest of the year, your games are scrimmages at this point. It's a painful realization to get to. It sucks to be at that point. But here you are. It's just scrimmages. It's finding your next guys. It's letting your young guys get some PT. I told you coming into this game that unfortunately for you, I don't see any more wins on the Gamecock schedule. You got Georgia coming to visit this weekend at 7:30. You're on the road at Kentucky, and that's not an awful Kentucky team. at 3-5 that you are going up against. I mean, maybe you could steal a win on that one, but I don't see how it happens. But what it comes down to at this point is that this is a season of experience for South Carolina, and I think he went out there and tried to get it. I mean, Mike Bobo's going to run Mike Bobo's offense. It's going to be a transition. This is not an offense that you guys have been. I mean, you've been running it all year for the most part, but now Mike Bobo does not have Will Muschamp in his ear making suggestions and criticizing things. It's just Mike Bobo being Mike Bobo with his guys. And I don't know that there is a lot more depth to this discussion. I mean, if you want, we can go through and we can break down the game. I can tell you what I saw, what went right, what went wrong, and how South Carolina handled the adversity thrown at them through that game. But there's really not a heck of a lot of point to it. I mean, the best takeaways you're going to get if you're South Carolina at this point, unfortunately for you, and again, like I said, I know it's painful. I know it stings. I know it hurts to be in that spot. To be in a spot where you have to realize that your team is gaining experience and nothing else. Your team is gaining nothing more than letting your young guys play. You're doing nothing that more than finding out who your next steps are. It is what it is. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. So anyway, if you want to break down that South Carolina Gamecocks team, certainly welcome to. We're absolutely happy to get into it a little bit, but and look, you gave them a game. You gave Mizzou a game on the road. You gave Mizzou a game on the road at South Carolina. One that was not easy for them. They had to gut out a win and hold off South Carolina down to the end. But again, it's not an awful Mizzou team under Eli Drinkwitz. It's a Mizzou team that is finding a little bit of their stride. South Carolina came up with some big plays and some big spots. Shai Smith came up with a couple of catches throughout the game that were pretty impressive. I know he got banged up early in that game. He got kind of sandwiched and bent up between three Mizzou players and had to take to the sideline. So you're missing your best wide receiver. And then, a very depleted defensive backfield. A couple of those, I think there was that first touchdown pass from Mizzou, which came with about 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. You're playing with your young backup and experienced defensive backs. You had your guys walk out to get ready for the league. Your better defensive backs decided to call it a season. I don't think you can be all upset with a couple of the passing plays Mizzou was throwing at you. You guys gave Mizzou what you could give them with young players, with inexperienced players. Came up with what you had one interception in the second quarter that prevented them from going up three scores. It allowed you to climb back into that thing and give yourself an opportunity. You had the touchdown pass down the right hand side on that little kick out to the running back, followed by the pounded in offense from a yard act for Fenwick's touchdown. That brought you within a score. You had the little flub on the end zone that ended up being a completed pass down the field. I think that maybe took the confidence, a little bit of the wind out of the sails, but you drove down the field, a minute left to go before the INT that put it away. If that INT is not there, maybe you climb back and you tie that thing up. I don't think you can be wildly disappointed in that L if you are a Gamecocks fan. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll take a spin around some of the NFL, including the Panthers shutting out the Lions. Are you kidding me? That and a whole lot more coming up, and then Twitter trending topics to end it on the Rob Brown Show. This.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Diesel with you here on a beautiful Upstate Monday afternoon. Let's get Fred and TR here. Talk a little Panthers football as they shut out Matt Stafford and his Detroit Lions yesterday. A big-time win. First time in Stafford's history in the NFL that he has been shut out, and it comes on the road at the hands of your Carolina Panthers. Fred, welcome in, buddy. Great to have you, man.
Hey, man. Last time my Lions were shut out, I think it was Bill Parcells, and it was like 30 to zip. But I just want to ask you, now that we are on the way, on the verge of firing Patricia, can we hire Jennifer or Susan or Mandy or somebody like that, maybe Maggie?
I mean, at this point, I would take anybody but Matt Patricia. Talk about a guy that had the highest expectations, a former Belichick guy, a guy that had been coaching alongside Bill for that long. All these damn opportunities for the Lions over the years, and Matt Patricia has not only gotten it done, but the team is squared against you. And on top of that, and I've argued this for a while, Fred and TR, you guys might have in Matt Stafford the best quarterback in the NFL who has never been given a real opportunity to display just how good he can truly be.
I mean, I don't know how much worse the Lions could be, okay? They've had number one picks like Andre Ware, okay, who never played a game in the NFL. I mean, they are horrid. I mean, it's just unbelievable that a team that used to be dominant in the 50s, okay, has won, what, one playoff game since Wayne Fox? I remember when people were rooting for, oh, I hope the Lions lose so Wayne Fox can get fired. He's looking good in retrospect.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I appreciate the phone call, Fred. Great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for checking in. I can't decide if I fault the Lions for being bad or if I give credit to the Panthers for playing a hell of a football game, right? The Panthers played well. I mean, the Lions are bad. The Lions are not good, and I'm certainly not insinuating by any stretch of the imagination that I think that, you know, Carolina is going to be the team that I think should all of a sudden get braggadocious, right? It's still a long road away. But the difference there is that Matt Rhule has this team showing you a lot of positives. Like a lot of positives. Matt Rhule's got this team coming up in big situations. You're playing without Teddy Bridgewater. PJ Walker gets the start yesterday for the Panthers. Showed that he's capable, if not a shining beacon of quarterback play. 23 of 43, 258 with a touchdown to show for it. Also scrambled a couple of times. Scrambled around, ended up throwing DJ Moore open for a big-time 20-yard pass, which is why I think ultimately Matt Rhule decided to go with him over Will Greer to help the Panthers end that five-game losing streak and improve to 4-7. Look, and I don't want to overlook the fact that the Lions were playing. I think they had either three or four starters out on their defense, and that helped you quite a bit. The Lions punted four times in the first half. In the last four games combined, here you go, Diesel. I know you don't watch, but let's play a little game. How many punts did Carolina force total in the last four games?
Seven.
Two?
Ooh.
Two punts in the last four games combined. Combined, not like two a game. Four punts in the last, two punts in the last four games combined. And they forced Detroit to punt four times in the first half. That's about as good as you can get. Carolina's first shutout victory since way back in December 13th, 2015. And that shutout came against a Detroit team that has not been shut out since 2009 when it was all said and done. Look, you got what you were asking for out of the Panthers yesterday. It wasn't a perfect game. Defensively, you were everywhere you needed to be. Matt Stafford was never able to get comfortable. You were in his back pocket all day long. A couple of sacks to show for it. There wasn't a lot of energy in this game. I was watching this game and the Saints game against the Falcons at the same time. My focus obviously on the Saints. It is what it is. But this game had zero energy to it. And here's the thing. Good teams win those games. Those games where there's no energy, there's no electricity, there's no excitement. I mean, it's an empty stadium. There's not a lot going on. If you can gut those games out, those games where there's just no energy or electricity around you, that's the sign of a good team. That's the sign of a team that knows what it's doing. And frankly, I think you got to be happy with that. If you're the Panthers, you got to be excited about that. The fact that you could have lost that game and nobody would have been disappointed, upset, shocked, broken down. That's a Detroit team that has shown some big moments. That's not to say things are perfect, right? DJ Moore has not developed a lot of chemistry with Bridgewater, but Walker, like going to him, shows that he's got the possibility there. Moore, 7 catches for 127 yards. Of course, he also had 157 against Detroit a couple of years back, so maybe it's just the team. Mike Davis, however, did not produce 64 yards on 19 carries against the Detroit defense that had been giving up over 141 rushing yards per game. So the rushing game went downhill. And listen, anytime that you find yourself in a spot where you don't have a ton to play for, you want to make sure that you are rushing the ball well, you are doing the fundamentals right. And that wasn't the case with the rushing attack for Carolina. You wanted better there. Good news is that coming up against Minnesota next weekend, another game that's winnable, you will likely have run CMC back in the backfield, it looks like, and you will likely have Teddy Bridgewater back next weekend, which would be a huge boost for the offense. This will be Bridgewater's first return to the Vikings, well, to Minnesota, since that knee injury in 2016 training camp that basically took him out of his rhythm. So Teddy's got something to play for. Run CMC is going to be fresh and healthy with good legs underneath him. Mike Davis will get a bit of a spell. And now DJ Moore looks like he's kind of starting to feel it a little bit. It's good news for the Panthers, man. Good news for the Panthers. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. We're into a break. When we come back, we get a full-length version of Diesel guiding us through Twitter trending topics. To wrap up our show before we hand it off to Mark Ryan, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one, is Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network, of course, which is basically known for children's cartoons most of the times, and then they do have some adult shows on late. Not exactly sure why they are trending right now, to tell you the truth. It looks like, and I'm cheating on this one and looking it up, even though that's against the rules, it looks like it's basically just a bunch of people in their 30s thanking Cartoon Network for helping shape their childhood with the amount of cartoons they've thrown out there. And don't tell me that there's not some element of reality to that, considering how many Saturday morning cartoon adaptations we are seeing coming out right now. I know that Tom and Jerry have a full-length movie coming out. Who was the other one we talked about?
Animaniacs now has a show on Hulu.
Yep. Animaniacs is back on Hulu. Warner Brothers property, obviously, but yeah, Johnny Bravo and Scooby-Doo and Dexter's Laboratory, Teen Titans, the Jetsons, the Powderpuff Girls. I mean, there are so many cartoons that Cartoon Network developed over the years that have meant a ton to people. And I guess they're just, just showing some love and some appreciation to Cartoon Network for raising a generation of latchkey kids.
Next up, this is a fun one, Tony Meatballs is trending.
Tony? I got nothing. I don't know who that is. I don't know why that's trending. I absolutely want to know. Do you know, or do I need to cheat and look this up, Diesel?
So the article that is retweeted includes the text. In other news, 15 Philly mob members and associates, including underboss Stephen Mazzoni and a guy nicknamed Tony Meatballs, have been indicted in biggest RICO case in city history.
good old Tony Meatballs, huh? Old Tony Meatballs. I need a mobster movie based around Tony Meatballs. You know? Like, it's Tony Meatballs is going to be
sounds like a character on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it really does. Like, Tony Meatballs is going to be joining, like, Scarface and The Godfather in the greatest gangsters of all time. The defendants charged in the 7-count superseding indictment are, I'm just going to read the nicknames, Stevie, Dom, Mr. Hopkins, Mr. Brown, Joey Electric. Hey, that's solid.
That's
Joey
great.
Electric, I like.
I like it.
I like it. Louis Sheep, Big Vic, Kenny, Kazi, Butch, Harry, Tony Meatballs, Johnny Romeo. Oh, that's it. That's my new on-air name right there, Diesel. If I ever have to go to a fake on-air name, Johnny Romeo. That's my new name. I'm rolling with it. I like it.
Okay, next up, trending topic is Scotty Doesn't Know.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She says that she's at church. Instead, she doesn't go, and that's where I'm going to leave. So it's trending to what I saw earlier because people asked what is the best fake song except for Scotty Doesn't Know is a real life full length song from the movie Eurotrip.
Love that movie.
Oh, so good.
Absolutely love that movie.
So good.
And a really underrated Matt Damon cameo.
The best Matt Damon cameo. As the lead singer of the band that sings Scotty Doesn't Know from Eurotrip. But I'm gonna take you one further here. If we are talking best fake songs, those are songs that basically were written and performed in a movie and they didn't really ever get released because they're not a real song. You know what I mean? The answer to that, Diesel, is every song that Powerline sang in A Goofy Movie. Powerline songs from A Goofy Movie were absolute bangers back in the day. Eye to Eye is – that's just a great – that'd be a great song if they released it as a real song, all right? Powerline was a great artist who has never gotten his appreciation that he deserves, Diesel.
Wasn't Morris Day and the Time a fake band that existed only in like a Prince movie?
Oh, I don't know if they had anything else.
I mean, everybody knows Jungle Love. But I don't know if they were just existed in a Prince movie or if they existed outside of that.
It looks like Morris Day was an actual artist.
Yeah.
Morris Day is an American composer, musician, and actor, best known as the lead singer of the time. He and Prince attended the same high school back in Minneapolis in the 70s. They actually shared a band together as teenagers in their early adults. He also appeared as an actor. And there you go. Morris Day, so here's a fun one. WWF wrestler Birdman Coco Beware actually used an entrance song made by Morris Day back in the day. And in 1994, Day was featured on and provided the chorus and accompanying vocals for rapper KD's song Gigolos Get Lonely 2 from the album entitled Ass, Gas, or Cash. So, yeah, he did some big things. We'll just leave it at that.
Next up, Joe Burrow is trending.
Joe Burrow out for the year as he tore both his ACL and MCL in that game against the Washington football team this weekend. But legendary status accomplished as just an hour and a half after the game, he tweeted out, "You can't get rid of me that easily. See you next season," which is a solid tweet to send out for somebody in a hospital about to get ACL and MCL surgery after getting them both popped in a game. Joey B was having himself a weather. Joe Burrow, dude, go watch the hit he took from Chase Young. He scooted outside the right-hand side of the pocket early in that game, was diving for a pylon, and Chase Young, his fellow rookie and second overall pick, absolutely murdered him going into the end zone. And Joe Burrow came right back onto the field and started leading another drive right after that. Absolutely love Joey B, Joe Burrow. Very excited to see him make his return next year. But, yeah, heart out to Joey B, who was having a heck of a season before things went sideways yesterday. And by sideways and by things, I mean his knee and literally.
And your next Twitter trending topic is Sherwin Williams.
Sherwin Williams is getting blasted on Twitter because they had a guy on TikTok, which, by the way, TikTok is evil and should be squashed from existence. Anyway, this cat was on TikTok, and he had developed this huge following as a brand ambassador. And what he did was he would mix different Sherwin-Williams paints and come up with new colors that they don't actually produce, right? And so he got very popular because he would come up with effects. Like, if you mix this paint and this paint, put in a drop of that paint and a squirt of this paint, then you'll get this metallic, shiny result. It was kind of cool. I watched a couple of those videos because I wanted to know what was going on last night. Well, Sherwin-Williams fired him last night and let him go. They haven't, that I've seen, thrown out there a reason why. But this dude had a huge following. People loved him, really enjoyed watching him play. He had developed a huge following on TikTok, and Sherwin Williams canned him. So the guy who brought more millennials to the exciting world of literally watching paint dry was then immediately fired by Sherwin Williams for that exact thing. And now Sherwin Williams is getting blasted on Twitter right now for having the audacity to do it. I got to tell you, if I am literally any other paint company, because I don't know. Oh, Bayer. If I'm Bayer Paint or other paint
companies. Hire that guy.
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
At least the Blue Man Group hire that guy.
Oh, yeah. That dude's got a job. Yes. Like, the minute I found out Sherwin Williams fired that guy, if I'm Bayer Paints, I am firing that guy, or I'm hiring that guy on the spot. Hey, bring your millions of TikTok followers over to me, please. I don't care that you only developed a following by pouring paint together. You're hired, pal.
Yeah, you owe me like $5, though, because you said Sherwin Williams over and over and over and over again. It's Sherwin.
Sherwin.
Sherwin Williams.
Well, it's because they're nerds and I'm making fun of them.
This is just a pure case of a big corporation not understanding, Gen Z social media. They didn't understand. They're like, oh, somebody's doing something unauthorized with our paint. Fire that guy. So,
yeah, I got to tell you right now, a million TikTokers could not name Sherwin Williams for a dollar if you asked them to, but now they know how to use Sherwin Williams paints for creative projects, and you fired that guy. This is
stupid.
Why, people.
Tone
this
deaf.
Is why I tell you all the time, I know you don't like it, Make sure you have young people in your leadership structure because they can take advantage of these types of things.
Next up, and your last Twitter trending topic is General Motors.
GM is trending. I'm really hoping it's because they like released a new car or something and not something terrible.
Something terrible.
General Motors says it will no longer support the Trump administration. No, that's not what you're seeing.
No, that's not why they're trending. They're trending because they're having to recall 6 million trucks that had Takata inflators, I guess, in their airbags. And there's something wrong with them.
The recall will cost the automakers an estimated $1.2 billion. Well, enjoy your GM trucks, everybody, because they're going to cost more next year. That's it. Mark Ryan up next with Offsides. Diesel's in with him for the first hour. I'll join him for the back three. That's next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.